All right, Keith, have everything rolling on my end here. And so some good news coming for farm business management in Minnesota. A coronavirus relief farm fund has now made some scholarships available for farmers affected by COVID-19. And so help us lay out the details here, Keith, of this new scholarship program.
Absolutely. We appreciate Commissioner Peterson's work at the Department of Agriculture and his team to make this happen, and so we're excited to be able to offer for our farm business management students or any farmer that wants to join farm business management as well. Really, they're coming into the criteria that they've been engaged in mediation, bankruptcy or foreclosure, or they've just had negative economic impact because of COVID, and that means a lot of different things. They maybe have lost personal income because of a job loss, or they had COVID on the farm, or there's just been negative impact from the markets. I mean, there's a lot of criteria that fit under that. But the bottom line is they just need to define that in the application. It's a pretty simple application, how they would fit one of those three different criteria.
Yes, and so those scholarships cover approximately 75% of the cost of tuition. Tell us, I guess, bring us up to speed on that farm business management program and what that all entails.
Absolutely. Farm business management is a course that is offered through our two-year colleges. However, it is on the farm. It is not at the college. So we look at your place of business as the classroom, and it's tailored to your individual setting. And of course, we're interested in what your financial records are. We help you get a system in place if you do not have one. And then from there, we move it on to what does a business plan look like, a cash flow projection, and ultimately an analysis or a break-even point for each of your commodities, or whatever it is that you're selling by its particular unit. Then once we get to that point, we're able to benchmark you according to your peers. It's all anonymous, so it's really neat. So you can really compare, let's just pick on wheat, for example. What is your cost of production in wheat compared to, say, what it would be in your region? And where is it fitting, and where are you high or where are you low in terms of efficiencies? Maybe you've got higher seed, lower fertilizer, whatever. But it really becomes a true management setting at that point. And then as well, we also look at things like farm transition, if we're transitioning generations, or developing exit plans if that's necessary, or acquisition plans if we're looking to purchase additional buildings or equipment. So a lot of different facets to the business management program. The key point is it happens on the farm, individualized, and your data is your data. It's not taken anywhere else from there.
Sometimes people get maybe a misconception of farm business management. You know, it's not just for people who are not doing good. It's really for everybody, isn't it?
Absolutely. We have really a full range of farmers engaged. So we have those that are financial distress, obviously, and we're there to support them. But we have folks that are very well in tune with a team approach to farming, and farm business managers sitting at the table with them, questioning their different aspects of their finances, and they're very efficient already, but how do we drive more efficiency? Very profitable farms. So yes, the full range of farm profitability is part of the management program. It is not tailored for those that are necessarily in distress, nor for those that are making a lot of profit or to the more profitable side or our high 20%, but really that full spectrum.
Well, and too, Keith, you and I both know that the past, you know, year and a half, almost 2 years, has been very different for the ag economy and for farmers and ranchers across Minnesota and across the country. Is there anything you're seeing from the work that you do that maybe is trending a different direction, or is, you know, can you help us sum up what farmers have been through and where they're going in the future?
Sure. If we look and, you know, kind of fall off that cliff that we came off of from 2012, everybody experienced from high profitability for the most part, and then that fell off in 13, 14, and we've been in that pressure cooker situation for a number of years where profitability, if it existed at all, was very slim. In fact, most operations, we lost equity as we moved forward. Then we came into COVID and the markets plummeted in the spring, caused a lot of disruption in the markets in a lot of different aspects. And now as we come through what the government payments have done through this year, as well as rebound in markets, now we're looking at tax planning and how do we mitigate tax implications and do that in a very wise manner as we approach the end of the year, which farm business management does assist in that tax planning as well, and navigating some of the government programs and being able to take advantage of them. So when we talk about what the farmer's been through, we move from that pressure cooker to the fallout to now coming to the end of the year where the harvest wasn't all that bad and there's a little bit of profitability. So now we're actually turning really things around and looking quite positive as we view 21. All that being said, it's just a matter of being that consistent manager, and that's where Farm Business Manager can really assist in how do we make decisions going forward with all the volatility we're experiencing in such short periods of time.
So, Keith, as we wrap up our conversation here today, is there anything else that you'd like to get out on behalf of AgCentric, the Farm Business Management Program, or, you know, anything else that you'd like to talk about?
Absolutely. We have another program that I haven't talked about yet is our Organic Farm Scholarship Program. It is like the Stress Farmer or CARES Act, but it's targeted towards those that are engaged in organic farming. We want to grow the numbers in our database so that we've got more benchmark data, and there's a scholarship available for that. So it's a special project for those of you engaged in the organic side as well. We continue to have support for beginning farmers. Scholarships are available, and so that's something for those in less than 10 years of experience to consider as well. So a lot of opportunity in that, but it's really the idea as we think about where we're at in farming today going forward and not just looking to the next 10 months, but what does the next 5 to 10 years look like? To have somebody at your side that doesn't come in with a bias about selling anything, but really trying to nail down what does it cost me to do my operation daily and how do I compare it to my neighbors? And how am I going to be competitive 4 and 5 years ahead is really some key aspects of business planning that really kind of come into focus as we think about winter and what the time allows us to be thinking about as we look to the 2021 crop season.